Okay. I think we're up to keep it for present. I think we're up to the Malach of Lush. So the Gemara brings down a fundamental machlokes tanaim about the Isser of Lush. The Gemara says here, in Daf Kufman Hey Amid Beis to Kufman Vav Amid Aleph, that the Mishnah says you're allowed to mix bran, worse than is bran. Bran is, by the way, for those of us who aren't farmers, after you do the threshing of the wheat, you take the kernels out of the husks. The wheat kernel itself has different parts. The outside part is not as high quality as the inside part. Now, as long as the kernel, it's all one piece. But when you grind it, so some parts from like the outside of the kernel are lower quality than the inside of the kernel, and the parts that are lower quality are called bran. I know nowadays we see the health benefits, and the inside part is called regular flour. It's called white flour, and with the reason they would do marakade is to separate the flour from the bran. So this bran, which is like, again, it's not the husk that you do dush from. It's the shell of the kernel that you can only separate if you grind it up and then sift it, I think, at least in those days. So this bran they would use for animal food, right? Either they would have poor quality bread and leave it all mixed together, or they would use it for animal food.
Is bran like mixed with regular flour now, like whole wheat?
Whole wheat, I believe, nowadays means it includes the bran, because nowadays you see the health benefits of bran. I mean, we know whole wheat doesn't taste as good as regular bread, but it has health benefits. Okay, but in those days they weren't matched with the health benefits, and they often fed the bran to the animals. Okay, so you're allowed to mix the bran with water. The animals can't eat the bran dry. And the Gemara says, who is the author of this Mishnah? It must be Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Not Rabbi, because lots of machlokes are Rabbi Yossi Yehuda. What is Pa'ula is in the Av Malacha of Lush? Lush is kneading. What's in the Av Malacha of Lush? So Rabbi says, even just pouring the water is the Av Malacha of Lush. If you just pour water into flour or flour into water, that's an Av Malacha of Lush. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, no, just pouring the water is not an avalach of lush. It's only an avalach of lush if you mix it. That's the machlokas. That's the machlokas tanoim. So let's just put this on the board. The status of yisinas mayim, right? Just pouring the ingredients versus gibel, the actual mixing, right? So Rebbe says that sinas mayim is chayiv. That's the malach d'oraisa. What about mixing? Is mixing also chayiv? Or once you did the sinas mayim, then there's no more issur d'oraisa. So the bir halacha deals with that in siman shin chaf aleph se'if yud dalid. And he says there's a rush who sounds like. And even there's even the Shumas Adeshin. I don't remember if he quoted it there. No, he doesn't. Okay. He says there's a rush who sounds like maybe it's Potter, but the Bir Halacha says he paskins Chayev. He paskins for Chayev of Yerushalmi. According to Rabbi, you are Chayev for. According to Rebbe, you're chayiv for mixing flour and water, and you're chayiv again if you mix it. Each step is chayiv according to the Bir Halacha. It's not poshut, but that's the hashpura of the Bir Halacha. The Eglei Tal agrees and seems to be a mefurish Yerushalmi. Is the green hard to read? Okay. That's Rebbe. Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda disagrees. Now here it does get a little tricky, but Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda disagrees. And he says that Nesinas Mayim, so here it's not 100% clear what the din is. He says, for sure, not Chayef, right? He disagrees. He says, not Chayef. What actually does he think about the Nesinas Mayim? Right? It's not Chayef, but what is it? So this is the discussion of the Taz in Simon
Shin Chaf Dalid, if I think I'm not mistaken. The Taz takes on the Beis Yosef. I think that was a slight machlokas. And the Magid Mishnah. So here we have, I'm going to make it a little more complicated, but the Magid Mishnah says, Aser, Midrabanan. The Beis Yosef says, no, it's not Aser, Midrabanan, it is, okay. Mutter l'tzor chayom, it's a very light, the Nesinas Mayim, the Magid Mishnah says maybe it could be Aser Rabbanan. We'll complicate that in a moment. So Yosef says, yeah, it's a very light Aser Rabbanan, like, don't do it, but if you need it for the needs of the day, it's okay. And the Taz disagrees, and he says, Mutter l'gamrei, there's not even a hamping, there's not even an issue, there's no Aser at all. Yes?
Why don't people just say Mutter l'tzor chayom and not like what other?
And that's a great question. It could be because he doesn't find precedent for something called la'alter in Lush, but I'm not sure. It's a good question. But what is chayav? What's chayav, of course, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is gibel. That's the av melacha, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Right, so here we have a fundamental machlokas. Is the av melacha the Nesinas Mayim? And maybe gibel is also part of the av melacha, says the Bir Halacha, or no, the av melacha is the mixing. Nesinas Mayim is nothing. Maybe it's an Issur Rabbanan according to some shitas. Or it's an Issur Rabbanan if you don't need it for the day. now, this gets a little more complicated with the issue of Bar Gibel, Lav Bar Gibel. But, just even before we get to that, let's figure out what are the Hashlachot, what are the Nafkaminas of this? So the Gemara says, there is a Nafkamina between. Like, how does that translate to Halacha L'maisa? So the Gemara says, there's a Halacha L'maisa Nafkamina of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi, which is mixing the bran for the animals. and and this thing called kuli. Okay, it seems to be hanamili heche hu de mishani. What do we mean by this? One second. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, can you says the Gemara, can you mix the kali or the morsan? Or one second. Yeah. Can you mix this kali or morsan? So Rebbe says, can you mix morsan with water to feed the animals? So Rebbe says, no, usher. Right? He's not the author of that Mishnah. The Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda says, yes, but there's the story, okay, someone kicking someone, without getting the whole story, that only with the Shinoi. Okay, he says yes, but only with a Shinoi. The Machlokas here seems to be that Rabbi says the Ikara Isser is in pouring the water onto the bran, says a Shinoi can't matter that. But Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the Isser is mixing. A Shinoi came out to the mixing. Okay, the Mefarshim don't explain exactly why, if you hold the Isser as the Nesinas Mayim, you can't do it with a Shinoi. But if you hold the Isser as the Gibel, then you can do it with a Shinoi. Maybe the answer is, because it's hard to do a very big Shinoi in Nesinas Mayim. If you're pouring one thing onto another thing, like, how do you really do that with a Shinoi? You're pouring one thing onto another thing, like, either it gets put together or it doesn't. As opposed to mixing. Mixing, you can understand, you can mix a normal way, mix an abnormal way. It's a lot easier to do a real shinoi. I know you can reverse the order of important things, but that's not... It's easier to do a real shinoi. Maybe that's the svara. Rebbe says the issur is just putting the two ingredients in a bowl. You can't do that with a significant shinoi. You do it with a little shinoi, but not with a real big shinoi. As opposed to mixing, which maybe you can do with a big shinoi, but whatever the reason is, the nafkamina is that Rebbe says there's no way to do it, not even with a shinoi. And Rebbe Yehuda says, well, pouring the water is fine, and the mixing you can do with a shinoi. Let's see, even better.
We're explaining that that's what they're because shinoi gamar type thing, or...
Probably. It's a little, again, all these things are a little unclear. Why all of a sudden we find a term of shinoi in tochein and in lush, etc. Maybe it's because somehow it's shinoi gamar, maybe because since it has to do with eating, a shinoi makes it, that theory I keep saying, a shinoi makes it less like professional work, and once it's connected to eating and less like professional work, already it takes on a chalos of eating. How do we paskin? So the beer halacha explains, so who do we paskin like? Halacha l'maisa. Who do we paskin like? So this is a machlokas rishonim. Right? Who paskin like who? The most rishonim. Paskin like Rav Yosef Yehuda. Riff, Rambam, Rashi, Rush, the Od Rishonim, paskin like Rav Yosef Yehuda. Then the Bir Halacha brings a whole list. Rav Yochananel, and the Baal Amor, and the Ramban, and the Ran, and the Rekech, and the Zeror, and the Ruch, and the Iri. Most Rishonim, almost all the Rishonim, paskin like Rav Yosef Yehuda. However, a significant minority of the Rishonim, only among Ashkenaz, the Sefer HaTruma, and some other Ashkenazic Rishonim, such as the Smag and the Smach, paskin like Rebbe. Why should you pass like Rebbe? Why should you pass like Rebbe Yosef or Yehuda? So, the Bir Halacha explained that the Mishnah Daf Kuf Nun Hei said, I'll read you the Mishnah Daf Kuf Nun Hei, it's pretty explicit. Nosnim mayim lemorsan. You can put water into the bran, but you can't mix it, and the Gemara says that means unless you use a shinoi. That's explicit, like Rebbe Yosef or Yehuda. Right? So it's a stam mish like Rebbe Yosef or Yehuda. However, on Daf, in the first perek, that's in the 24th, the last perek, but in the first perek, on Daf, on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, in the Gemara's in Daf Yud Chet Amid Aleph, it says, that on Shabbos you're not allowed to soak the ingredients to make ink in water. And the Gemara says, who wrote this Mishnah? Rebbe. So there's a stam Mishnah like Rebbe in the first perek, stam Mishnah like Rebbe Yosef in the last perek. So what's the rule? On the one hand, we should pass like Rebbe in the first perek, we should pass like Rebbe Yosef in the last perek. So the Bir Halacha explains the logic behind the Machlokas Rishonim is that most Rishonim say the rule is that whenever the Mishnah changes its psak, you follow what it says last. Stam and then machlokes, so you follow machlokes against the stam. Machlokes and then stam, you follow the stam against machlokes. Here it's stam and stam. You follow the second stam against the first stam. That's the rule. You follow the later Mishnah. The reason is, the rule is, right, you follow the later Mishnah. Later, I don't mean in time. They're all written by Rav Yehuda Nasi. I mean in proper. What's the svara of, and the Mishnah, the 24th perek, is like Rav Yosef Yehuda, Nosnim Mayim Lamorsan. You can pop water. What's the story of the other Rishonim? So the Bir Halacha quotes that there's a different rule. Anyone know a different rule? A rule that's not parallel at all, a different kind of rule. What would you say about Malchus and Rebbe and Rav Yosef Yehuda? Anyone know a rule?
Are they colleagues or ones are Rebbe?
Not the rule.
Do you always pass on Rebbe?
Yes, there's a rule. Halacha to Rebbe. Mechaveiro. Now that rule is very meduktuk. It doesn't say chaveirov, it says chaveiro. The halacha like Rebbe when he argues against another single Tana. Not when he argues against the Chachamim. But here he argues against a single Tana, Rav Yosef Yehuda. So here it seems to be a machlokes being two different rules that are completely not parallel to each other, different kinds of rules. One's a rule about order, and one's a rule about about people, personalities. So that seems to be the base of the Achlokas. That's what the Bir Halacha explains. He explains that most Rishonim say, the rules about the order of the Mishnayos are more important than the rules about people, about personalities. The Sefer Truma apparently thinks the rule about personality is more important than the rule about order of Mishnayos, and that's where we get the Machlokas. Now, to make it a little more complicated, Ad Kana wouldn't be so complicated. To make it really complicated, we have to throw in another factor. And then we're ready to tackle Halacha. What other factor do we have to throw in? Bar Gibel. So, the Rishonim are not, but the Gemara has this discussion of something called maybe Lav Bar Gibel is different. It's not so clear what Lav Bar Gibel means. That's a little tricky. But the Rambam says, and that's what the modern day poskim seem to assume, Lav Bar Gibel means it doesn't come together well. You know, like some things are Bar Gibel, like flour. If you make a dough, it turns totally into a dough, you don't see the flour anymore. Lav Bar Gibel means you can make it into a mush, but it doesn't totally come together. Yes?
Is that the same thing as saying Gevechad or not Gevechad?
Probably. So there's something called Lav Bar Gibel. So the Gemara brings up Lav Bar Gibel twice in both the Sugyas, in the 24th Perek and the first Perek. The only thing is that seems to be a slightly different maskot. Now, what's the Gemara's havamina? That maybe Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is modeh by a Lav Bar Gibel. Made by a Lav Bar Gibel, he's modeh that it's more chumr. And even Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda asher is pouring in the water. Because Lav Bar Gibel is more chumr. So is that true? So in Daf Kof Nun Hei, the Gemara says, Dilma, maybe Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is only make up by Kemach, which is Bar Gibel, but Morse, which is not a Bar Gibel, he'd be more machmer. He says, no, Sakadaita, it's not true at all. We're not more machmer by Lav Bar Gibel. However, in Daf Yud Ches, Amin Aleph, the Gemara says, Abaye, no, maybe Rabbi Yossi is only make up by Kemach, which is Bar Gibel, but Dio, ink, which is not Bar Gibel, maybe is more chumer. And the Gemara says, nah, that's not true. And the Gemara says, no, maybe it is. So here it's unclear how to read the Maskana. On Daf, let's just see what the Maskana is about. Lav Bar Gibel. Lav Bar Gibel Ha'im Mode Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda L'Rebbe. Is he Mode? A Lav Bar Gibel, meaning Lav Bar Gibel, the mixing is not so significant. It doesn't really accomplish so much. So maybe he's Moda pouring the waters is Chayev. So, on Daf, Kof Nun Heyam and Beis, the Gemara says no. No, he's not Moda. On Daf, Yud Chesam and Aleph, the Gemara is a little unclear. Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph. And what's the example? The example is Morsan. Here the example is Afer and Dio. Dio, by the way, I don't think it means making ink, because ink is probably Pilila Raka, etc. It means like soaking the initial ingredients for ink, where you make a big paste. If you ever see a sofer, he has like blocks of ink that were made by kneading things. So, on Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph, the Gemara's Maskana is not so clear. Seems to be Dilma. The last word is that Dilma, he is Moda. So here we have a fundamental machlutz Rishonim, how to paskin this. According to the Rif Rashi and Rambam, what do you do with this? On the one in Daf Kuf Nun Hei Amud Beis, it says clearly, Ahavamina, that we're more machmer lav bar gibel, but no, it's not true. On Daf Yud Ches, Ahavamina, we're machmer lav bar gibel, no, it's not true. Yeah, maybe it is true. What might you think? How would you paskin? You're right either way. Right? Says the Rif, Rambam, and Rashi. Right? Says the Rif, Rambam, and Rashi. that lehalacha Lav bar gibol is kal. We're more makel by lav bar gibol after all. And daf kuf don hey, we said we're not more machbar by lav bar gibol. And daf yuches loves a question mark. So therefore, a question mark and a no, the answer is no. So we're talking more makel. Okay, then they take another step and say we even makel by lav bar gibol. However, according to Tosos and the Ravid, Tosos and the Ravid say no. Say really, lehalacha. Lav bar gimel is more chomer. It's more chomer if it's lav bar gimel. Didn't the Gemara and Daf Kof Nun Hey deny that? But Aval Morson Chashiv bar gimel. Meaning the way Tosos the right resolve is that really lahalacha we are more machmir lav bar gimel because after all if the last word in Daf Yuches that maybe we're more machmir whichever maybe has the last word wins. Daf Kuf the maybe said mafurish we're not more machmir lav bar gimel. That was the way Morson. It didn't mean we're not machmir lav bar gimel. You misunderstood it. It meant Morson is a bar gimel. So it's two ways of understanding the maskana Daf Kuf Nun Hey. The Rambam Rashi and Rif say the maskana is that we're not machmir lav bar gimel. We're makel by lav bar gimel. After all, it doesn't mix so well. We're more makel. Tosfos says no. The maskana is that morson is bar gimel, but a real lav bar gimel we're machmir in, such as ashes, which don't come together so well. How does that play out? If we then go back to our board here, we have bar gibel, lav bar gibel. So this is going to depend if you hold like the Rambam and the Rif and Rashi, or like the Ravid and Tosos. So for example, if you're talking about lav bar gibel, one second, according to Rebbe, let's leave this because this is not as clear. Let's go through Yosef Yehuda. What of it? Is there a difference between bar gibel and a lav bar gibel? Right, simple shot. Let's say Rebbe's not machalik. Then, this is a big, big, big machlokas. According to the Rambam and the Rif and Rashi, in a lav bar gibel for Yossi Rav Yehuda, the sinas mayim is totally mutter, and even the gibel is only asur drabanan. Right, meaning Nesinas Mayim is totally mutter, for sure, the Kuli Alma, even the Mayim Mishnah is very clear. And even if you actually mix it, it's more kal, it's only drabbanan. No matter what you do, it's only drabbanan. It's not bechlal the Amalach at all. However, according to Tosos and the Ravid, Adraba, you are chaya for a lav bar gibel according to Yosef Yehuda. It is more, it is more chomer. Okay. What about the Nisiyas Mayim? Let's assume. What about the Gibel? You'd be chayav again for that. So these are the three shitas. And if you ask here, are you allowed to mix morson with water? So the answer we know, Rabbi Yosef just says yes, but why? So according to the Rambam, sorry, this is this is Morson. According to the Rambam, and this is Morson. According to Tosfos and the Ravid. Tosfos and the Ravid says, Morson is Bar Gibel. Luckily, because if it was Eino Bar Gibel, we'd have to be more Machber. The Rambam says, no, Morson is Tak Eino Bar Gibel, and we're very makel in it. Okay, that's the Sugya and the Rishon. Now, let's just try to figure out how we paskin. So, let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. We'll start with the case of Morson, which is Shin Chaf Dalid, Se'if Gimel. Shin Chaf Dalid is a halach of animal food. It's just random animal food, no matter which halach it comes from. So Siv Gimel, the main halachas of Lasher and Shinchaf Aleph, by various halachas of human food. They come right after Tochen of human food, which is what we just finished. However, the case of Morsa, which is animal food, gets put in Shinchaf Dalet, which deals with animal food. It's not organized via halacha, sometimes organized just to be the case. So let's look at the Shinchaf Dalet Siv Gimel. Says the Mechaber, Ein govlin morsel lehemo tarnegolim. You're not allowed to mix the bran, meaning without a shinoi, for animals or chickens. You're allowed to pour in water however you want. Pouring in water is fine, says the Mechaber. Like Rav Yossi or Yehuda. And then what about the mixing? You can mix it with the shinoi, umavir bo. You can't mix it normally, because mixing it normally is aser for Rav Yossi or Yehuda. However, mavir bo tarvad. Oh, makel, you can take a spoon or a stick and swipe it through shesi ve'eruv, crisscross. Meaning, how do you normally mix things? You go round and round and round. You can do it with a shinoi, crisscross, up and down, sideways. Minaro mikliol kli. The Gemara says, that's not going to do the job, the trick, that's not enough. Is, oh, you can also pour it from one kli to another kli. And that'll help mix it, which are all not the normal ways of mixing it. The cave on she'enu m'maris b'yodol m'sav b'thar v'ramachamotor, since you're not mixing it with your hands, or making round motions with your stick or your spoon, that's mutter because it's a shinoi. Umanar mikli, kli, sorry, kadesh is arev. Umotel arev amorsim derech zuba kli echad, and you're even, not only are you allowed to do this in small kalim, you're even allowed to do it in a really, really big trough for a million animals. Mechalik is over kalim harbe and split into many kalim. But no, so then we call behema behema and put in front of each animal. Right, you might think that it's too malachatic to do it big. You have to do each animal their own bowl. No, you could do a big, big vat and split it up among animals. You can mix even a core or two cores. That's a tremendously large amount in one big kli. Here, there's a, the Gemara's Baskan is a core or two cores. It's a bit of malachlokas. We're showing what it means. A simple shot of the Gemara sounds like you could make more than necessary. But, Mishavur Paskin's like the Rambam, that means, no, only what's necessary. I mean, it says you can make a core or two cores at a time. It doesn't mean you can make more than you need for Shabbos. That's ridiculous. It means you can only make what you need to feed your animals on Shabbos, but you're allowed to make it all in a big kli, and you don't have to split it into smaller kalim. Okay, v'yesh osrim litein ma'im al gavi morsim b'Shabbos. However, some aser even pouring the water on Shabbos. That's Rebbe, right? V'lo m'shamolch v'shesi v'eir el k'shoyim ma'im sunolam mod yom. And according to Rebbe, the only hetter to mix with the shinoi is if the water was already put there on Friday. And it says there, Amav, Ayin le'elsim shinchaf aleph, Gabi shum b'chardol, keitzad, no again. Okay, so here in terms of psak, the mechaber, anyone know how the mechaber would paskin? Right, the stam, the revadio, says that when the mechaber says stam v'yish omrim, he means the paskin like the stam. Okay, not everyone agrees, some people say l'chum v'shabot v'yish omrim, but Rav Avadya said pass like the Stam, in which case the Mechaber would be naked, which makes sense. There's not one Sephardic region of passing like Rebbe. I mean, who passes like Rebbe? The Sefer Truma, the Smag, the Smach, the Truma Sedeshin, the Urayim, the Agos Mordechai, the Agos Maimonios, the Mordechai. Not one Sephardic region of the world. First of all, you know what his rule is. What's the rule of Beis Yosef? Who are the three Amudim of Psach? Rambam Rosh Rif, the Opasal of Yosef Yehuda. Now, there's not one Sephardic. Maybe you'll find in some obscure manuscript. Among the ones quoted by the Akronim. By the Beis Yosef and the Bir Halacha, who come, the Beis Yosef come through all the mainstream Rishonim, the Bir Halacha come through even the more obscure Rishonim, or just one the Beis Yosef didn't get to. Not one Sephardi Rishon passed like Rebbe. So it makes sense that he quoted Yesh Omrim. However, the Mechaber paskins
like Reb Yossi Reb Yehuda.
The Ramah is not so pashat.
The Ramah says, see what we said earlier in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph. Now, if you look what we said earlier in Shin Chaf Aleph, it's not 100,000,000% clear. Like in Shin Chaf Aleph, the Ramah doesn't 1,000,000% clearly tell us, I explicitly paskin like Deya this or like Deya that. It's not so pashut. But the Achronim understand in the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah understands in the Ramah. We'll get to it, we'll see. Could you agree, could you disagree? But the Mishnah Berurah here quotes, the Mishnah Berurah understands in the Ramah, and the Achronim understand in the Ramah that the Ramah means to be machmir like Rebbe. That's how the Mishnah Berurah explained him, that we pass like Rebbe. So Sfardin can be made like Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, pour the water. Then what about the mixing? Okay, so do this weird thing. Ashkenazim are machmir like Rebbe. No, you can't pour the water at all. If you pour the water already on Friday, you can do the weird mixing on Shabbos. But if you didn't pour the water on Friday, you're just stuck zel. Adds the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan. Shin Chav Dalid, Sifkatan, 1 second, Yud Aleph, and he explained that Lev Nevi Aralach, he says, this is all talking about Morsan. But what about Motz? What's the difference between Motz and Morsan?
What's more Kemachi?
Morsan is the bran. That's part of the wheat kernel. Right? That comes out when you sift it after grinding. Motz is what's left over from the disha, is the husk. The, what's the word for motes? Is there a good English word for it?
Chaff.
No, like the chaff, good. The chaff, right? How do you, remember, let's remember, right? Hopefully we'll be qualified to be farmers by the time we finish Sidur Defas. Remember the Seder Melachos. First you do Disha, right? You get the, you're either, you just step on it or technology in the time of Chazal and Chumash. You get your ox to pull like a little board with jagged edges to break them all. And then they're all together. You do Zorah, right? After dust comes Zorah, you throw it up in the wind. The heavy kernels only blow 1 foot. The light chaff blows 8 feet. And then you get separate piles of chaff and kernels. The chaff is the motes. Chaff, he says, is a lot of bargibel. Lekuliyama. Chaff is like afer. That really is not a bargibel. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, he says, and it could be this even for Sfardin, says the Mishnah Berurah and Yud Aleph, we're Machmir, we Ashkenazim, our Machmir, oh, here it is, Mishnah Berurah, Yud Aleph, I'll read it to you. Ratzalomer, Desham Nisbar, that it's explained there in the Rambah, the Nog and the Hachmik Sorosh Balatruma, the Ashkenazim are Machmir like the Balatruma. But, in what concession does the Mishnah Berurah add? Kasav Chai Adon, the Bashasab Chak, Ishlahatu, the Enu Yehudi. B'shas al-chak, you can make it through a goy. Right? You can make it to have a goy do it b'shas al-chak. And even then he says, you can't put in hot water because that's bishul. And that's, there's nothing to be on. Here we're talking about, you can rely on. So says the Mishnah Berurah b'shem chaye adam. He says, yesh lahakel so far rak b'shas al-chak al yedei akum. Right? So we're pretty machmir. Right? We don't rely on Yosef Yehuda. Only b'shas hachak, and even b'shas hachak, you don't rely on Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. You just let it go, you rely on Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. And that, however, add to the Mishnah Berurah, and this might be even for Sfardim. This is a little unclear. It's not so mefurish, but add to the Mishnah Berurah, he says, this is all talking about Morsan. But in Motz, b'vada yesh li zaher, d'lahar be'gdoli rishonim chayev azeh, mishom lash. Says, when it comes to Motz, there you should for sure be more machbir. Why? Because when it comes to motes, let's ask the question, can you mix motes, chaff, with water? So according to Rabbi, obviously not. According to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, motes is for sure lav bar gibel. So the Rambam riff and Rashi would say that you're allowed to, because we're Mika by Lav Bar Gibel, but the Ravid and Tosfos would say, no, it's an Ishtadoresa, even to pour the water.
So says the Mishmur, when it comes to Morsan, it's a machlokas 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. But when it comes to Motz, which is not a bar gibel at all, it could be even both, even Rabbi Yosef Yehuda might be machmer. That's like a sphinx vika. Rabbi says it's chayiv, it's an ishtar raisa. Rabbi Yehuda, he still might say it's an ishtar raisa if you hold that he was more machmer by law of bar gibel. So when it comes to Motz, he says then you should for sure be machmer. There's not even a tzad lahakel. Could be even the Sephardim should be machmer by Motz, because that's a law of bar gibel. So therefore, you should be more machmer. Okay, that's the psak in the machlokas. So now again, Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, the Machaber leans one way, the Ramah leans the other way. The Mishavura says you should be machmer, only make up b'shas hachaka like the Akum. Although we'll see maybe some other kulas a little later. When it comes to a lav bar gibel, then you get into a double machlokas. If you hold like Rebbe, it's usher to pour water into anything. And even if you hold like Yosef Yehuda, maybe lav bar gibel is more chamer, or maybe it's more kal. And therefore, the Mishavura says when it comes to Motz, then you have to be really, really careful, because not even so Pasha, which is the row for the Rishonin, because if you put together those who pass like Rebbe and those who say for Rabbi Yosef Yehuda were more machmir by Lag Bar Gibel, then that's really a lot of Rishonin. It's not so clear that you have any room to be makel at all. That's Simin Shin Chav Dalet. Just to go over some details that it said in the Gemara. Right, let's remember the halachas of Morsan. Right, we'll stick with the Shin Chav Dalet parts of the sugya, which is the animal food. The Mishnah says you're allowed to pour the water in. The Gemara says that's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and Rebbe disagrees. And the Mishnah says you're not allowed to mix it, but the Gemara says no, really, you are allowed to mix it. Just you have to do it in this weird, weird way. Hechi Mishani, we have to do a shinoi. What's the shinoi? Shesi ve'erav. And you can also pour it from one kli to another kli. So now, how do you do the shinoi called? What is the shinoi? The shinoi is shesi ve'erev uminaro mikli lekli. Now, there is some details debated in the Rishonim about exactly. Now, we don't feed our animals more some, but it's going to come up for people food also. So we have to know these details. They do come up a lachal ma'isa, so that's where Moshe discusses them. In terms of Shesi V'Erev, what are some of the issues? There is two questions about Shesi V'Erev. Number one, does that mean one Shesi and one Erev, or however many times you want Shesi and Erev? So the Beis Yosef sounds like, here, let's make ourselves some footnotes. One, two, three. One. Rashi says only once. The Rambam and the Rif say as many times as you want. How do we paskin? So says the Mishnah Berurah here in someplace here. Yeah, the last Bir Halacha says, Ayin Beis Yosef Ibach, Shem Sadan Lomar, Dafilu Kama Pa'amim is Mutter. We Paskin, even Kama Pa'amim is Mutter. Second question is, and this confuses me a little. Yes?
What's the Havmin of Rashi that it would be not, I mean, this is totally normal, so what's the Havmin of that one of these would be okay, but more of them would be like not a Shinoi?
Well, because if you do it enough Shesi Ve'erev, then maybe it's mixes it just as well as going round and around, and they didn't want to let you mix it just as well. They only wanted to let you mix it a tiny bit.
And I didn't have to meaning do it well you mix it, just had to do with the way.
Right, so I think Rashi might say it has to do with how well you mix it. And the Ram Rif would say, no, you can mix it as well as you want, just you have to do that. I mean, Rashi might say the result has to be abnormal, while the Ram Rif says one of the process is abnormal.
Klisheni. Like, for example, it can very well make coffee just as well.
Right, that's a big we'll get to. For example, the Mishnah Berurah says the heter of klisheni is because the result is not cooking. While the Or Sameach and Rabbi Eider says, no, it's because the process is not like cooking. So you do have this machlokas in a few places. The truth is, I'm not getting into this now, but the most famous mukar for whether shinoi or it's about the process or the result is the egli tal. In the very beginning, the abdomen of the egli tal, Not the famous part where he discusses Talmud Torah. That's the famous story. That's the most famous part of the Yehudah Talmud, nothing to do with Shabbos. But then, like, in the next part, where he actually starts introducing Hilchos Shabbos, not just introducing Torah. First he introduces Torah, then he introduces Hilchos Shabbos. He says he has a whole discussion of whether a shinoi means a different process or it means a different result. And Ayin Sham, he has a lot of chidush in there. Okay. The second question is the Chazon Ish. What's the chumra of the Chazon Ish? The Chazon Ish says that, I think it's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, I think I put the Igros Moshe on the sheet after. Yeah, the Igros Moshe Vav, Hecha de, no, the Igros Moshe He, Kosova Chazon Ish, the Efter Behetra Shesh Ve'erav, Daksha Motzi Atarvi Ben Shesh Le'erav, Dim Lokeri Yishkan Tzibov, the Efter the Chosrim Tzizo, Ketza Yishlinu Lamais Vazet. Chazon Ish is something that actually sounds pretty logical to me. Says the Chazon Ish, what do you mean Shesi Ve'erav? If you think about it, if I go, imagine, I'm doing Shesi Ve'erav. Here's my bowl. How do I do Shesi Ve'erav? I go like this, and then I go like that, right? I just made a circle, right? If I do Shesi Ve'erav, what I've done is, I've gone around in one quadrant, right? I have to go around, I have to make a circle in one quadrant of the bowl in order to do Shesi Ve'erav. So says the Chazon Ish, what do you mean? Shesi Ve'erav, you're actually going in circular motions. What, it's a shinoi, you make a small circle or a big circle? That's not a shinoi. So everyone does Shesi Ve'erav is, and if you do Shesi Ve'erav enough times, you're just making little circles, because how do you get from the Shesi to the Erev? So says the Chazon Ish, 1 second, you know what Shesi Ve'erav means? It means you have to take the spoon out. This, what does Shesi Ve'erav mean? He says, no, first you go one way, you take out the spoon, then you go the other way. Then you really haven't made any circular motions. It actually makes a lot of sense, this Chazon Ish, because especially, keep in mind, we're not Rashi. We're the Rif of the Rami. You do Shesi Ve'erav 100 times. You do Shesi Ve'erav 100 times, you end up going a lot of circles. Right? The Chazon Ish I thought was very logical. But Ramosha says, Hine vade ledina, if you're careful, then it's mutter. But the Chazon Ish thinks maybe you won't be careful. And therefore he says that, that says Ramosha, no, if you're careful not to go around in a circle, I'm not sure exactly, like, what did Ramosha have in mind? What does it mean to be careful not to,
Stop and just go right back to where you...
I guess if you wanted to, like, you know, I mean, this is like all those puzzles, right? You could go like this. You could do, and then go like this.
Right.
You know, but is someone really going to do that? You know, it's a little funny. Or maybe you could go like this, if you want to be careful. Right? Meaning, theoretically, maybe you could do this. Right? Then you're going Shesi Ve'erav, and you're being careful. But the Maisa, those seem to be a little weird. Like, the Stam way people do Shesi Ve'erav, the Chazon Ish seems to be correct about. Like, even Moshe is right. He says, what does Moshe say? Well, if you're careful, it's okay. But if you're, you know, if you want to, like, be on the safe side, just tell people to take the spoon out each time. The Shmir Shabbos Gaza Tov shoots the Animator of being Shesi Ve'erav. It's better to do like the proper to do like the Chazon Ish. Okay, Lamaisa, it seems that it's proper to do like the Chazon Ish. That way you don't have to be so nizer. Stama will accept Ramosha. If you're nizer, it's okay. But given that it's not always so intuitive to be nizer on this, so therefore it's probably a good policy to follow the Chazon Ish. And the Shmir Shabbos Kilcha says it's a good policy to follow the Chazon Ish. Okay, in my house we follow the Chazon Ish. So here says the Chazon Ish, Sorech lehotzi hakaf, says the Igros Moshe, im nizharim ein sorech. And l'maisa, we can bust like both of them. Yeah, if you really want to be careful, fine. But it's probably a better policy to follow the Chazon Ish. That way you stay on the safe side. And you can imagine, again, if we're like Rashi, not such a big deal. But given that people are going to do a lot of Shesi and a lot of Erevs, I think most people will end up stirring in something more approximating the normal way if they don't follow the Chazon Ish. If they don't follow the Chazon Ish. So I think it's a good etza to follow the Chazanish, Tov. It's not an obligation, but it's a good eitzah to follow the Chazanish. Okay, the last discussion is, and here is a chiddush of Rav Moshe. Is this not here? All right, I left this Rav Moshe off the sheet, but Rav Moshe in Dalid of this siman says that you can only pour it from bowl to bowl once. You can't pour it back from bowl to bowl 100 times. You can only do that once. So, here's 3. Says the Igros Moshe, only once. Not about the Shesi V'Erev. That he admits you can do many times. That's a Bir Halacha. But pouring from bowl to bowl, he says, you can only do once. You can't pour it back from one bowl to another bowl 100 times, only once. Okay.
Suppose with a wonder of Moshe's sincere desire that if you're to go only Shetir, only Eruv, that if you're not makin on doing straight lines, you might do a very steep oval.
Yeah, Lamaisa, it could be. I think anyone who's going to do it fast is going to end up doing something which is really more of a normal derech of stirring. You could ask where the exact dividing line is, I admit, and maybe you're right, meaning not what I said. But either way, I think the Chazon Ish is a good policy. I think the Chazon Ish is a good policy. Makes it a little awkward, but maybe that's what it's supposed to be.
Okay. So much for the
Shin Chav Dalet. Now let's go to Shin Chav Aleph and see how to generalize this to other types of food. So Simon Shin Chav Aleph quotes from that same exact suya in Daf Kuf Nun Hey to Kuf Nun Vav, just like the Mechaber separated out the part about animal food from the part about human food. Says the Mechaber Shin Chav Aleph Seif Yud Dalet. Ein govlin kemach koli harbe. Right, that's what the Gemara says there. The Gemara says in Afkuf Nun Hey, Ein govlin zakoli v'yesh omrim govlin, man yesh omrim Rav Yosef Yehuda. The same achlokes they had about Morson, they had about koli. What does kali mean? Right? It's actually a word in the Chumash. Right? What's the pasuk? The lechem, the kali, the karmel, losof lo etzmei ozeh, until the day when Chodesh is mutter, I mean the second day of Pesach, you're not allowed to eat lechem or kali or karmel. I think that's the only place it's in the Chumash, but you have many other things that we're familiar with. You have it in Yoshua, and the story for Pesach. You have it especially in Megillus Rus, by Yitzbat La Kali. Kali means roasted grains. So the Pesach is saying, lechem kali v'karmel, don't eat any kind of grain until it becomes mutar to chadash, not bread, not roasted grains, and not fresh grains. And then you have in Shas, right, kloyos ve'egozin, the snacks in those days, right, that was instead of bamba. And Bisley, you gave kids close. So, what does kemach kali means? You could roast grains and then grind them into flour. Not regular flour. Regular flour is made of raw grains. So, ein megavlin kemach kali harbe shema yavo lolosh kemach she'eno kali. First says the mechaber, you're not allowed to do lisha of kemach kali as a gzeira drabanan because it might lead to lisha of regular grain. So here the Mechaber makes an makes an assumption. His assumption is that kemach kali is only drabanan, is not a real lisha de oraisa. And here he's quoting the Rama. Why is that true? So says the
Mishnah Brura in Sifkat Nun, this is Tali on the Machlokas, whether it's true that it's only Drabbanan or not. Okay, well, remember we have it on the board, we have it in our notes. Lishas kemach kali. Like, what if you do it totally be'isser? You pour the water and you mix it just a normal way, like a weekday, without any shinoi, it's for sure also. That's pashut. The question is, what level of isser? What level of isser is it? So, bli shinoi. So, the Mechaber and the Rambam say it's Asur Midrabanan. Why is it Asur Midrabanan? Explains the Meshavura, because it's a Lav Bar Gibel. And a Lav Bar Gibel is more Kal. Because it's a Lav Bar Gibel and more Kal. Like we had on the board before. However, he says, therefore, that's only for the Mechaber and the Rambam. But, says the Mishnah Brura, for the Sefer HaTruma, and those who agree with him, who pass like Rebbe, or for the Tosos and the Ravid, who say, even for Yosef Yehuda, Lav Bar Gibel is more Chomer, right? Rebbe says everything's equal to Chomer. And the Tosos and the Ravid say, for Yosef Yehuda, Lav Bar Gibel is more Chomer. According to them, you would say Aser Mida Oraisa, meaning Chayav. So says the Mishnah Brura, when we start out saying that Kamach Kali is only a Drabbanan Dikinyan, that's not so Pasha. That's according to one of the three Shittas we hold. That's we hold like Rios Yehuda, and the Mako version of Yehuda, Rios Yehuda, that Lav Bar Gibel is a Kula. But if you hold like Rebbe, or if you hold like the Mako version, of, like the Makro version of Rios Yehuda, that Lav Bar Gibel is a Chumra, then for sure there's an Ishtar Reisa to need Kemach Koli. So let's continue. Ein Megablin Kemach Koli Harbe Shema Yavo Lolosh. Because Kemach Koli is the same as Morsan. That's the basic Ka. Because Kemach Koli is like Morsan. Meaning Yesod is that it's just like Morsan. Right? According to the Rambam, Morsan was Lav Bar Gibel's more Mekel. According to those of us like Rebbe, it makes no difference. And according to Tosafot the Ravid, no, Morsan is Bar Gibel. And it's the same.
Is it the properties are similar?
Yes, the properties are similar.
Okay. I don't understand exactly what Morsan is, but I'll just...
And, right, okay, let's just take their word for it. I mean, we could bring it in and do experiments. Okay. So, Umotur, however, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, according to Rebbe, you can't make Kemach Kali in water. You can mix Kemach Kali in water. But according to Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, you can. With a Shinoi. What's the Shinoi? Here, the lesh of the Shinoi is, Heichi Mishani, Amar of Chista, Al Yad Al Yad. The Shinoi is al yad al yad. So what does the Gemara say about Kemach Kali? The Gemara doesn't say about the Chash Tor Reis Drabbanan. That's not the issue. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says two things. Le Rebbe, it's Aser, just like Morsan, because you can't even mix the water and the... Le Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, Mutter, al yidei Shinoi. And what's the Lashon of the Shinoi? Here, they don't talk about Shesi, Erev, etc. They talk about Al Yad, Al Yad. What does Al Yad mean?
Ma'at, ma'at.
Ma'at, ma'at. Right? So says the Mechaber. Umot l'gav ha'zakali, ma'at, ma'at. But it's okay to do it ma'at, ma'at. Yes?
If it's Mother of the Shinoi according to Rish Mirbuda,
mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be fair to you to say it's only a Sibir Bana? Yeah, we said it was so mechudish by Tochen that a Shinoi Gamor would.
Okay, that is a very good point.
Because otherwise you're not.
I mean, you're right. That works out very nicely for the Rambam. Meaning, for the Rambam, it works out very nicely. All the things we were matter b'shinoi were morsan, were kemach kali, were shatisa, and all of those things, according to the Rambam, are only drabbanan to start with. For the Rambam, it works out very nicely. The whole Indian of shinoi is only by things that are also drabbanan to start with. However, the other Rishonim don't hold that way. The other Rishonim don't hold that way.
Why?
And therefore, the other... why? Why don't they hold that way?
Why would
he mutter do it with the shinoi? Meaning being morsan, being this, it's the shinoi,
right?
Same. So why is it mutter with the shinoi? So that's a great question. Either you have to just say the same thing we said by Tochi. Either it's a really big shinoi, or stam chazal were mekel for food purposes b'shinoi, or maybe... I want a taina that once it's already connected to eating food, and there's a shinoi, the eating takes over from the working, and it takes it out of the getter of malacha, which is a chiddush. Now, the...
Is we're applying this shinoi gomer out. I guess, with the way that makes sense in the token, that it's like this crazy chiddush, we don't say this by things, but like, we apply it to... meaning...
huh? Lush and token.
Lush
and token is heter of shinoi gomer. Or if she would. Yeah, the truth is, Borer, it's a little unclear. Like, clearly there are cases where Borer is mutter. You could say Borer also. I mean, that's what the Shmuel says. Borer also. Pinona Tamko is a small shinoi, but Yado is a big shinoi. So, Borer, Losh, and Tochen, even though in Borer it's not necessarily expressed as a shinoi. Here it's expressed. In Tochen it's expressed as a shinoi. The Kaven de Mishani, the Mor's Losh. Here is Vahud de Mishani. In Borer, they never express the heter of Borer as a shinoi. You might say, that's not a heter of shinoi. That's a heter of derech achila, different heter. But clearly by Lush and Tochi, we have this chiddush of a heter shinoi. And by Borer, we also have a heter which we might attribute to shinoi. We don't find out by Bishol. No one is a havmin of a heter of Bishol. Well, that's... okay. We don't find significant cases... right, Rashi says the heter of cooking in the sun is because of shinoi. But still, that's a little different in these cases. It's not like a practical case that comes up a lot. It's not like practical advice that comes up a lot. It's more of a theoretical case that doesn't come up. Right, so by Bishul, we don't really find this so much. By, the truth is, by Dush, we also find the heter of shinoi. Right, remember? Molel Barashi Etzba Osav. Right? So we have, from Dush to perhaps Borer, which includes Zohar and Merakit, if we assume they're all the same basic idea, right, to Tochen to Lush. We don't find Kotzer and Ma'amer. Which makes sense, because Kotzer and Ma'amer are mamish things you do in a field. When it comes to things you do, in a field factory or at a kitchen table, then we find a heter of shinoi. Okay, cooking maybe is a different story. Again, other than cooking the sun, which is not really parallel, because it's not like an advice of how to eat normal food, we don't find a heter of shinoi. So, it's something to think about. Meaning, why didn't we find a heter of shinoi by Kosev, and by Mavir, and by, the Orig? So, either coincidentally, they're just big shinoyim by these malachos, or, Nira Yosser Li, Chazal were Mekel by these malachos because of the eating aspect. If you want to say they were just Stam Mekel to be nice to you to let you eat, or Alpilungus, the eating takes it out of the Gedra Malacha, you can say whatever you want. It seems to be an unmistakable pattern. Okay, that's in terms of background. You're right, according to the Rambam, it's a little easier since the Rambam says Lav Bar Gibel is more Mekel. And all the cases of Shin and the Gemara for the Rambam by Lav Bar Gibel's. Then it's a little easier to understand how the shinoi works. Because it's not really lush in the first place, the Seder. But for the other Rishonim, assume that, first of all, they assume that Morsan and Kali are Bar Gibel, or they assume it makes no difference if you're a Bar Gibel, not a Bar Gibel. Rebbe never said anything about making a difference between Gibel and not Bar Gibel. It seems to me this is like Tochen. Okay, crushing pepper is a real Tochen to Raisa, yet Mutter B'Shinoi. So to here, it's mutter, threshing wheat is a real mach d'oraisa, and mutter v'shinoi v'rosh etzvah osav. Here also is a, might be a real lish d'oraisa, but yeah, nonetheless, mutter v'shinoi. The, now, here is where it gets a little tricky, because, this shinoi, what's the shinoi? Al yad, little by little. Seems like a very borderline kind of shinoi, right? Seems like a very weak shinoi. That's really a shinoi? A little at a time, that's a shinoi? Meaning, we know we have something called Pachas Mikashir on Shabbos. Pachas Mikashir on Shabbos is also in a Torah according to Rashi and Daf Ayin Dalet. And, you know, even a shir on Shabbos is very small, it's a groger's worth, right? The size of a fig. Mestama here, even a little size of a fig, is Riosa Dereisa. On Shabbos, we know even small amounts are Riosa Dereisa. Since when can you call small amounts a shinoi? That bothered the Bir Halacha very, very, very much. Says, this really a good shinoi. I like the shinoi from Shin Chav Dalet. That's a good shinoi, Taka. Yeah, the Shesi Ve'erev. That's a real shinoi. That's really weird. Meaning, no one would ever mix their food that way. Right? So let us... look at the examples of shinoi. One example of shinoi is we find by your son, Shesi Be'erev, Ominaro Mikli El Kli. That seems like a really good shinoi. But when it comes to Kali, we find another shinoi, Ma'at Ma'at. And this shinoi seems to be a little, controversial. First of all, the Bir Halacha back in Shin Chav Dalet, the Bir Halacha in the Mishnah Brura, back in Shin Chav Dalet asked, hold on a second, can we use the Shin Chav Dalet Shinoi for Shin Chav Aleph? Can we use the Shin Chav Aleph Shir for Shin Chav Dalet? Right? What do you say? Shinoi for Shin Chav Dalet, what do you say? So says the Magen Avraham, perhaps misquoting the Ramban. He says you could switch either way. I mean, he says one way, but the other way is obvious. Right? Can you use Shesi Ve'erev for Kali? For sure, yes. That's Toshin Toldi Achrona. That's a really big Shinoi. How about the Shinoi Ma'at Ma'at? Can you use the Shinoi of Ma'at Ma'at for Morsan? So, the Magen Avraham in Simen Shin Chav Dalet, Sifkat and something. I'll just tell you which one. Aleph, who's argued on by the Mishnah Brura. or maybe by the Bir Halacha. Yeah, by the Bir Halacha. Shin Chav Dalet Aleph. Says B'Shem Ramban. Yes. After all, these two shinoi are basically equal. There are two ways to do shinoi. You can do a little at a time, or you can do Shesi Ve'erev and Porch from Kli to Kli. Why did the Gemara mention different ones by the different cases? Just for convenience. When it comes to feeding your animals a little at a time, no one has patience. Animals are big. They eat a lot, and you have a barn full of them. Therefore, they said, you want to get good Eitzah Tova, do a Shesi Ve'erev and Arvi Kli to Kli. Because them... you don't need to waste a lot of time, and also, like, it won't be mixed so well, but the animals don't care. But Kali for people, they said, no, Kali for people, I'll give you good advice. People, you eat a little dish at a time. You have many dishes on Shabbos, you eat a little of each one, and you want it to be mixed nicely. So therefore, we give you the advice, Mama. But it's interchangeable. However, says the Bir Halacha in Simen Shin Chav Dalet, he says, nope. The Magen Avraham's wrong, and he misunderstood the Ramban. The Ramban never said it. He quotes many Achronim. The Ramban never said it. We pass like this. He said no. He said, we pass in this Heter Ma'at is only for Kali. It's not for Morsan. Why? Meaning, it's a special Kula, which we don't apply to Morsan. Why not? Kali and Morsan... again, everyone seems to think they're equal in terms of their properties and whether they're bargibel, lav bargibel, exactly what their halachic status is. If Kali and Morsan are equal in their halachic status, why are we more mako? So the Bir Halacha says two things, which are really very
They're really almost the same thing.
Says the Bir Halacha, no. He says, ma'at, ma'at is a heter only for ma'achol adam. He says, ma'at, ma'at is really a big heter. That's a bigger heter, because it's not such a big shinoi. That's like a borderline. It's a chiddush they were making on that. It's a real chiddush they were making on ma'at, ma'at. They're only making for people food, because people are more important than animals. Or, which comes down to really the same thing in most cases, or only when shesi ve'erev doesn't suffice. They were only mach, mekel, and ma'at when shesi ve'erev won't make it edible. Again, that comes out of all the things. For people food, you usually need to be mixed better. When shesi ve'erev won't do the trick, then they were mekel, ma'at. But if shesi ve'erev do the trick, they wouldn't have been mekel, ma'at. That's a big kula. We don't like to expand this big kula. So already in Shin Chavdala we see this kula of a shinoi ma'at ma'at, they're nervous about. They limit it to human food when you really need to, when you don't have another option, as opposed to animal food when you have another option. And then in Shin Chav Aleph, the Bir Halacha restricts this kula even more. Says the Bir Halacha in Dibur Maschil, let me just make sure I find the right one. Shema Yavo. He says, the Prima Gadim holds like the, seems to hold like the Magen Avraham. But the Nishmas Adam says, that doesn't make any sense. How could there really be a heter of ma'at ma'at? After all, it's not a real shinoi. A little at a time is not a real shinoi. And therefore, says the Nishmas Adam, he says, why is there a heter of ma'at ma'at? Right? Here's the... why are we making it all to consider me'at me'at a shinoi? So this seems to be a machlokas. The Nishmas Adam says it must be only according to the Rambam, because we're dealing with Kali, which is Drabbanan anyway. For Drabbanan, you don't need a real shinoi. What do you mean? The heter of little by little is in the Gemara. How can you say it's only for the Rambam? He says, no, really the Gemara doesn't mean little by little. Al yad means kalachar yad. It means you do it and you mix it in a weird way. The Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't like this. And Nishmas Adam, by the way, is just the Chayi Adam in the footnotes. He wrote his own footnotes, he called it Nishmas Adam. It's just like when you want to expand on something. The Mishnah Berurah says no. First of all, that's not what al yad means. You look all over Shas, al yad means little by little. And second of all the Mefarshim said al yad means little by little. He doesn't like this Nishmas Adam. So says the Nishmas Adam.
So yad yad could be referring to Shasi V'Arev.
Yes, exactly. But he doesn't like it. Says the Nishmas Adam. Me'at, me'at is mutter only according to the Rambam, who says Kali is Drabbanan, right? That, he says, no, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't accept that. Because the Gemara says al yad, and don't tell me al yad means something else. So says the Mishnah Berurah, in the Bir Halacha, he says, it's also, he restricts it. This is not a general kula. This is not a general kula. Not even for all human food. Even that, he doesn't think is, he thinks is too permissive. He says this kula of al yad is only for kemach kali because it's already roasted. What's the difference between regular kemach and kemach kali? Regular kemach is inedible, right? Grains are not edible. I mean they're barely edible. They're not normally edible, right? You don't eat raw grains, and you don't eat raw grains. You have to first do lisha and bake them. So the lisha is more significant. The lisha is making it edible. However, roasted grains in their days was bisli, just healthier bisli.
Right, roasted greens are a delicious snack. Right? So roasted grains are already edible. Once it's already edible, that leisha, that's not such a malacha, because it's just fixing an already edible food. We go to kuni ochlin. That's like if you take your chulent and you add a little gravy to the chulent and then you mash it around a little. That's not leisha, it's already a fully cooked food. And adds the bir lacha. I'm not sure about that svara, but at least if you're going to eat it la'alter, after all, when you do it little by little, you always eat it la'alter. That's the point. You do a little, you eat it. You do a little, you eat it. Right? Doing little by little implies, I wouldn't say it denotes, but it implies la'alter. You do a little, then you eat it right away. So he says, you know what? If it's already cooked food, and you're going to eat it right away, that's just dressing your food. That's just spicing your food. That's not leisha. Now again, there's a new svara that he invented. He didn't invent it out of thin air. The Rambam does say, once you cook a stew, it's okay to like add gravy and mush it. But again, cooking a stew and adding gravy is a far cry from making a dough out of... Basically, kamikali is a little like matzah meal, right? Out of matzah meal and water. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, since you could already eat it, tikunei or tikun ochel bi'alma, because hoel okvar it was already roasted, right? It wasn't literally cooked, it was roasted. V'gam ochlo la'alter. Since you can eat it right away. And it was already cooked in ra'i la'achila. Therefore, that's not a malacha of lush, because you took something that was already edible and you're eating it, and that's just called dressing your food. That's not called lush. Lush is making food. And here you're not making food, you're just spicing your food, dressing your food, preparing your food the way you like to eat it. Seasoning your food. Yes?
Is lush stuff go with water?
No. Okay. Lush is with any liquid. Okay. Or even a very thick liquid.
That's just the case of mine. The case of Nosin Mayim.
All the cases in the Gemara are with either liquid or vinegar. Or water or vinegar.
Okay.
But the Achronim write, there's even lush with thicker liquids. Like,
milk.
I don't know. What?
Milk and...
Yeah, or even like yogurt. Like, if you want to make, like, I don't know. Apparently the old days used to be a big thing. They'd like crumble up, like...
Granola,
good one. Right? Granola yogurt, that's a shash of lush.
Isn't it roasted?
Like,
wouldn't this make me a huge hit? There's so many of our things are already ready to go when we're putting them together.
Well, only al yad. But let's say that would be a good example. What about you want to mix your granola into your, or even, you know what? Yeah, even sometimes if you mix granola with milk or something, it sticks together, right? Certainly you mix granola with honey. That's a granola bar, right? Or you mix granola with yogurt. So there you would say, well, it's already cooked, and you're eating at la'alter, and it's for sure only drabbanan according to the Rambam, meaning that then you for sure say the hetero yad al yad, pashad, it's even better than kemach kali. But let's say, for example, you're taking like regular flour. Basically, that's what the Mishnah is saying, is that the hetero ma'amat doesn't apply to regular flour. It only applies to kemach kali. That's basically what he's saying. It only applies to kemach kali, not to regular flour. That is what he says, for example, in Gimel, Bazeh Afila Ma'at Ma'at Aser, says the Magen Avraham. That's how he explains the Magen Avraham, that not only in animal food do we not allow the heter ma'at ma'at, even in regular grain we don't allow, even in regular flour we don't allow the heter ma'at ma'at. So therefore, says, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is that there's no heter of ma'at ma'at for kemach ragil, for regular flour. This heter is only for kali, not for regular flour. Regular flour, there's no heter ma'at ma'at. Meaning, you can't necessarily apply this heter of ma'at ma'at to everything. Now, there is another opinion. The Prima Gaudim says that there is a heter of ma'at ma'at for
regular flour. Prima Gadim says there is a heter. That's also called the same long beer halacha. Says the Prima Gadim, there is a heter of ma'at ma'at for regular flour. What's pshat in the Prima Gadim? So the Achron and the Prima Chazon Ish others explain that, no, by some things, doing it little by little is a real shinoi. Ah, don't we know in Halacha Shabbos, even a grogeris is an isidoraisa, and the Mishnah says grogeris is considered a little. And even less than a grogeris is an isidoraisa. Right? So how come we say one fig's worth is an isidoraisa, chayiv chatas, chayiv skila, and yet we say little by little is a shinoi? So the Chazon Ish explains, no. There's some halachas where you could do the same exact type of pu'ula, a little or a lot. Like, for example, if, I don't know, you're picking cherries. You can pick a little cherries or a lot of cherries. It's just a matter of how long you do it. Right? Or you're boiling water. You put a pot of water on the stove, you put a lot of water in the pot or a little water in the pot. Or you're cooking chicken. Right? You put a piece of chicken in the oven, it can be a big piece or a little piece. But there are some things, like we show here, you do the whole action differently for a little and a lot. Like, the whole way you stir it is differently if you do a little or do a lot. Right? If you think about it, like, if you had a big pot that you wanted to mix, you would stir it one way. If you have a little cup you want to mix, you stir it a different way. And therefore, maybe davke and lisha, as opposed to everything else in the world, doing it smaller is a shinui gummer, because it's obvious in the pa'ula. If someone watched a video of what you're doing it, even if, like, they didn't know the scale, whether it was a big zoom or not, they could tell if you're stirring a lot or a little. As opposed to picking cherries, I see you pick a cherry. I don't know if you're going to pick a lot of cherries or a little cherries. You know, it's the same pool. I see you putting a pan in the oven. I don't know if there's a lot of food in there or a little in there. But when it comes to stirring, you really do your whole work differently if you stir one cup than if you stir, you get, than if you stir a big, then if you stir, you make different motions than if you stir a big pot. So, l'chor, that's the Prima Gadim, says the Prima Gadim. Says the Prima Gadim. Says the Prima Gadim, nope. Ma'at, ma'at, have a shinoi gomor, the Melechas Lisha. He thinks ma'at, ma'at is a real shinoi. Again, the nafkamina is this heter ma'at, ma'at work even for regular flour or only for kemach koli and granola? Halach l'maisa, we paskin. Like the Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah, that this heter ma'at is not a general heter. Shasi ve'era v'minar mikluchli, that's a general heter. That shinoi is considered such a big shinoi that it's a shinoi in all cases. Ah, Cherniak will tell me the Rambam only allowed shinoi for drabanans. Okay, but we don't assume that way. We assume that shinoyim are okay across the board. However, the shinoi ma'at ma'at, the Achronim go debate it. They bring this up all the time. Can you use the Shinoi Ma'at Ma'at? Can you not? But as a general rule of thumb, we saw, like, Mr. Burr, the Shinoi Ma'at Ma'at only works in some circumstances and not in other circumstances. You know, for granola, maybe you're in the clear. If you use the Shinoi of Ma'at Ma'at. The truth is that, even so, Yish Ladon, the Chazon Ish wants to say that things which you always make a little at a time, there's no head that's not considered Shinoi. That's the normal way of doing it. So that's a big chumrah. In which case, they had this shinoi ma'at ma'at becomes very tricky. You know, like, what are you left with the shinoi ma'at ma'at? So adds the Chazon Ish. Says the Chazon Ish, but only for things you usually mix a lot of. Because then it's a shinoi. If you always mix a little, then that's not a shinoi. So, therefore, halacha l'maisa, this shinoi ma'at ma'at is not so clear how to be so mechanic. Because according to Mishnah Berurah, you can only be so mechanic for things that are lav bar gibol and already cooked. According to the Chazon Ish, based on the Prima Gadim, you can only be Samech on it for things you usually do a lot of. Halach l'maisa, that means that it's hard to know when you, for sure, 100% l'mahadrin, have a case where it's mutter with a shinoi ma'at. And therefore, the poskim, even though, like, sort of, when they want to justify something, they say, oh, maybe it's, if we do it a little, it's okay. But l'chachila, the ma'amidis sort of don't love this psaka ma'at, because we're never sure if it's, since we svar it, it seems like a very weak shinoi. Therefore, the Akronim give all kinds of restrictions, and it's hard to know for sure exactly what case is exactly like the case they had in the of Kemach Kali and has a heter of Ma'at Ma'at. So we don't love relying on this heter of Ma'at Ma'at. Okay. The continuing in your Dalet, we have a new case. There's something the Gemara says called Shatita. I forgot to make one other point. One other point that I meant to make is that this whole discussion of the Heter Shinu Ma'at Ma'at and Chesed V'Erev, etc., is only for Yossi Rebbe Yehuda. Right? For Rebbe, you're not allowed to pour the water. If you're not allowed to pour the water, there's no Heter Ma'at Ma'at, no Heter Chesed V'Erev, etc., right? Meaning, none of this helps. So, halacha l'maisa, remember, the mechaber definitely leans towards Yosef Yehuda, which means you can do this heter ma'at ma'at and kemach kali shesi ve'irav and arm klilikli. However, since as we saw, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the Ramban, the Ashkenazic Achronim, hold like Rebbe, so there's no heterim for your kemach kali in the first place. So therefore, there is nothing to talk about. Now, the end of Sif Yudala, though, if you go back to the Gemara has one thing that's mutter, even according to Rebbe. The Shavin. Shavin means Shavin, Rebbe, and Reuz Rehuda in the context. Both Rebbe and Reuz Rehuda, everyone agrees. Shaboshin is Ashtos. It's Ashtosos? I don't want to say Shtos. With two tufts. Right? Everyone agrees you can mix shatut, or shatita in Aramaic. V'shabas. Why does everyone admit this is mutter? Tani in Govlin, don't we know that everyone doesn't admit? Okay, there's a rasp, but we're not going to get to the rasp of the Yosef. We'll be the simple shot. Lo kasha haba avar baraka. No, there's a difference between a thick mixture and a thin mixture. A thick mixture is a machlok to Yosef Yehuda and Rebbe. But a thin mixture, all Tanaim agree. Meaning there's no machlokes about a thin mixture. The Hanami Luhudu Mishani, the thin mixture is only much of the Shinoi. What's the Shinoi for the thin mixture? Hey, Mishani, Rios, Bechol, Nosin, the Chomets, Achar, Nosin, Ashosis, Shabbos, Ashosis, Achar, Nosin, Es, Ha, Chomets. On Chol, you first take a bowl and first put vinegar, and then put the grains. And on Shabbos, you should do a Shinoi by first putting the grains, then the vinegar, by changing the order. Okay, now we've covered all the cases of the Gemara. Well, almost all the cases of the Gemara. This has nothing to do with Rabbi Yossi Yehuda Chachamim, right? This is Mutter Lekuli Alma, says the Mechaber from the Rabbah. Well, Tvur Shloi V'Yashlish, what's the recipe for Shasis? It is unripe grain, right, that didn't even grow third. Shekalosa, and then they roast it. V'char Tachanosa, Tchina Gasa, and then they grind it, a coarse grinding, Shari Kachol, where it's coarse pieces that are as big as sand. Vinikra shatisa. That's called shatisa. Matl gamin v'chomos v'yotz v'har v'zachas. You can mix it with vinegar or other things, even a lot at a time. Even not as much as you want. V'ushi yirach. As long as it's rach, as long as it's a thin mixture. Aval kasha as mishinir kolash. But if it's a thick mixture, it's also your abundance, it seems like lush. Again, for the ram, it's not really lush, because it's not a vargibel. But it looks like lush. It seems like lush. Fafil barach tzorich l'shanos. Okay, that fafil barach is added in, but it's shan in the mechaber. And b'yef du ashinoi. Keitzad, what's the shinoi? Noshin hashtisa v'yachon noshin zochomet. You first put in the grains, and then you put in the vinegar, which is the opposite order of what you do on a weekday. So, here is, and this is not a machlok stanoi. This, everyone agrees with this hector. So what's this hector of? Shatisa. It's a special actor only for Dubli Laraka. Vishavin. Shebochshin. Es ha shasos. Everyone agrees, right? Shavin. Lekuleama. Right? But in what case? What's the conditions? Bli Laraka and Shinoi. And when you do a Bli Laraka, then it's mutter even through a lot of the time. Excuse me. What is a Bli Laraka? What's a Bli Lava? So it's not 100% clear in the Rishonim. However, the Minig is like the Chazon Ish writes. Bli La'ava is what we call do, Bli La'raka is what we call banner. A Bli La'ava is something that stays in one piece. You can't, if you tilt it, it doesn't pour. Bli La'raka is something that pours. So, for example, if you're making cake batter, that's a Bli La'raka. If you're making bread dough or cookie dough, that is a Bli La'ava. Now, there's a bit of a machlokas here. I understand you do the shinoi. What's the shinoi? Here we have a new example of a shinoi. What is this new example of a shinoi? It's not mat mat. It's not. It's you put the ingredients in the wrong order. New example of a shinoi. You put the ingredients in the wrong order. Right, what's the shinoi? The shinoi is reverse the order of the ingredients. And that is matir, right? Now, the machlok zachronim here is, hold it, you reverse the order of the ingredients. That's a shinoi in the nesinas mayim. Right? Instead of putting in one order, you put the other order. But what about in the gibel? What about in the mixing? Like, do you have to do another shinoi when you mix it? Or is it enough to just do a shinoi when you add the ingredients? So, the simple pshat in the Gemara is, look, the Gemara knew how to say different shinois. It knew how to say, make a shinoi shesiv erev when it wanted to. It knew how to say, make a shinoi mat mat when it wants to. And here it says the shinoi is the difference in the ingredients. Okay, one shinoi is good enough. You don't have to make a shinoi at each stage. That's the pshat of the Gemara, and the pasha pshat of the Gemara, and the... what about the stage of Gibel? So... the shot of the Gemara, I would say even better, the stimas, right? Stimas means the right stam. Stimas, Gemara, and the Rishonim, and the Mechaber is, nope. The Shinoi Seder, Nesina, is enough. Shinoi, the Seder, Nesina is good enough. However, not everyone agrees to that. The Trumas HaDeshen, quoted in the Beis Yosef, sounds like, no. You need to do one shinoi in the... The Gemara is explaining why even Rebbe agrees it's okay to add the ingredients. Nesinas Mayim, the shinoi. But of course you also need to do a shinoi in the Gibel. And the Achronim are medayik this from the Rambah. Why? Because the Rambah says... at the end of Sif Tezayin, we'll get to it, but he said next time, he says, if you change the order and put the and put first the food and then the vinegar or wine, and mix it with your finger, which is another shinoi that we'll see. Shari it's mutter. Davi shinoi, that's a shinoi like shatisa le'el. Like shatisa. He says, like shatisa, and he says, you put it in the wrong order and you mix it funny. So, the diuk from the Ramah is the Trumas HaDeshen. And the diuk from the Ramah in Shin Chaf Aleph Tes Zayin, which we'll get to, and we'll see inside why that's a good idea, because that, no, you need another Shinoi in the Gibel. You need another Shinoi in the Gibel. What's an example of Shinoi that he used? I'm sorry, I lied. I said I read you the whole Gemara. I didn't read you the whole Gemara. Another example of Shinoi is mixing with your hands. Now, even though in Shin Chaf Dalet, the Mechaber says, Mefurish, if you mix it with your hands, that's not a Shinoi. It's because you're talking about animal food. Animal food usually mixed with your hands. But human food is considered impolite to mix with your hands. So if you mix human food with your hands, that is a... sorry. That is a Shinoi, and that's what it says here. That in the Gemara, that, well, if you mix human food with your hands, like machal, that's machal chamorin. That's a Shinoi, because you're treating it like animal food. Okay, we'll add that to our list of Shinoi when we get to it. But for now, we see a machlokas about this heter blila raka. There's heter blila raka. Do you do shamli mara? The only Shinoi you need is to put them in the wrong order, and then you're home free. You did a Shinoi. That Shinoi carries the day. Or no, you need one Shinoi for the first stage of adding the ingredients, and another Shinoi for the second stage of Gibel, because each stage would be usher without a Shinoi. That is a machlokas between the Pashur Pshat and the Gemara and the Rishonim and the Mechaber versus the Diuk and the Raman, the Trumas Hadeshen, and the Mishnah Brura Paskins, the Mishnah Brura and the Magen Avraham, Paskin like the Rambah here, at least for Ashkenazim. I'll read you the Mishnah Brura. says the, let me just find it.
Everyone reads the Ramah like the Trumas Hadeshen.
No, but let's assume that for now. Yeah. One second. Maybe it's a little later. Yeah, if you look just for a second ahead at the Mishnah Berurah Samaches, he says, "Velkenim shachach lishbo chometz be'erev Shabbos dochach rein." If you forget on Friday to add your mix your vinegar and your horseradish, so she asks him Shabbos lila raka. The only way to matter is of lila raka, because that's the only thing that's mutter according to Rebbe, right? Shove it. Vinos in a chometz be'erev rein. The way to do it in reverse is first put the vinegar, then the horseradish, because normal is put horseradish then vinegar. Shalok der shos b'chol, not the way you do it. Chol v'yech v'kliyat v'yinayin ne'oso, and you just hold the kli and shake and you don't actually mix it. So here the Mishnah Berurah says that you should do a shinoi in the order, and also a shinoi in the in the mixing. Okay, we'll see that a few times. So therefore, we are machmir that even though that's not pashut pshat in the mechaber, but at least the Ashkenazim are machmir that. Okay, fine. So you're machmir the mesinas mayim by putting the wrong order. But what's machmir the gibel? Maybe gibel is the iser. Okay, so you have the machinery in the gibel as well. Let's just end with one point. And then we'll come back, we'll see all the other Shinoim in the next couple of Sifim, the Ramah, and the and how to put it all together. The big discussion of the Taz, says the Taz, they used to make something by mixing. This is the Taz, Sifkat and Yud, quoted in Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Zayin. They used to make something by mixing matzah meal with wine or honey med, a made dvash, substance, a drink made out of honey. Says it's really like the shatisa. And they would make it a blila raka. The Taz said it's still usser. Why? Why did the Taz say it was still usser?
No shinoi.
Because there's no shinoi. Why don't you just do the opposite of the way you do it on chol? Because why don't you do the opposite of how you do it during the week when you make this thing with vinegar and or honey med and matzah meal?
The Shabbos food?
Or because he's not sure what the normal way is during the week. He's not sure what the normal way is during the week. There are things that you're not sure what the normal way is. I mean, I might speculate here that, especially on Pesach, since Pesach is only 8 days a year, so it's very easy to not be sure. You know, you ever get there like Pesach, I mean, you don't run your old household. You get to Pesach and, I don't remember whether this is milk or griflation for Pesach. I don't remember how we used to make this for Pesach, what kli we used for Pesach. It's hard to remember, you know, and every Pesach you make things up as you go along. because you don't remember anymore. You don't have a routine. So I bet if you had to ask me why this was the Taz's example, I mean, it's not halachically relevant. But I bet, because of course on Pesach, no one's sure how you, what the normal way to do it is, because everyone forgets from year to year, and then they make it up as they go along. He wasn't sure what's the normal order. If you're not sure what the normal order is, then how can you know what's a shinoi? And if you don't know what a shinoi is, then you don't have a heter, right? Then you don't have a heter. Remember, since we're Ashkenazim, the heter of ma'at and shesi ve'erev, that's not going to help us. That's only a heter in the gibel after you already mix the ingredients. But we Ashkenazim are machleg like Rebbe. You can't mix the ingredients in the first place. The only heter for Rebbe is do a blila raka and put the ingredients in the wrong order. But if you don't know what order it is, you're stuck. Says the Taz, you're just stuck. You can't make it. Just don't eat. I mean, not don't eat it. Make it on Friday. And if you forgot to make it on Friday, then tough luck. Do without it. However, the Mishnah Brura quotes a machlokas in this. Says the Mishnah Brura, that's the opinion of the Taz. But the El Yoraba and the Chok Yaakov are makel in this. And the Chazon Ish says he really thinks the Taz is right, but the Maase agrees with Mishnah Brura that Eitzes Blila Raka is only, meaning, there's no Shashta rice in Blila Raka. Blila Raka, never a Shash of Lisha Midoraisa. Blila Raka is Mufka, it's not Lisha Midoraisa at all. Lisha Midoraisa is only if you make a real solid thing. If you make a pourable, a thick liquid, blila raka is a thick liquid. That's not a shashta rice at all. So, since it's not a shashta rice, no matter what you do blila raka, you can't do a doraisa. It's only blila raka. It's not a real kneading. It's not a real dough. Since it's not a shashta rice at all, therefore, says the Mishnah Brura, says the Chazon Ish, we can be makel against the Taz. So what you do if you don't know the order? What if you don't know the regular order? Says the Taz Usser. However, quotes the Mishnah Berurah Nun Dalit in Nun Zayin, the El Yoraba and the Chok Yaakov. The El Yoraba and the Chok Yaakov say Mutter. Hold on. Mutter what? How do you know what the Shinoi is? So said the El Yerab and the Chok Yaakov, they bring a big kula here. Logically, the Taz makes sense. If you don't know what a Shino is, you don't know what a Shino is. They bring a big kula. They say, nope, look in the Gemara. Chazal said, the normal way is you put the Chometz and then the Shasis, and the Shino is put the Shasis and then the Chometz. Now, the Taz would say, who cares? That's one particular food they had 1,500 years ago. What does that have to do with us? But the Chok Yaakov and the El Yerab are Mekel. That's what he writes right here. Maybe that's just a rule Chazal made. They wanted to give us a kula. Once Chazal gave us that kula, after all, it's only drabbanan anyway. Maybe you could just do that kula. So mutter al yidei shinoi hanizkar b'gemara, which is no saying s ha'ochel ha'acharkach hamashke. You put in the solid and then the liquid. Maybe that automatically counts as a shinoi and Chazal were mekel for us, because that's what they mentioned in the Gemara. Even though this is not misfar, the Taz makes more sense. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah is Mekel, especially since Blila Raka is only drabbanan anyway, there's about to be Somech on. However, adds the Mishnah Berurah, he says for sure, says the Mishnah Berurah, but you should do another Shinui in the stirring. And that way, you're more likely to be okay. Why? Because if you hold, like the Stam Gemara Rishonim, that you only need a Shinoi in the order, maybe if you only need one Shinoi in the order of putting, a Shinoi in the stirring is also good enough, instead of a Shinoi in the order of putting the ingredients. So therefore, especially if you do a Shinoi in the stirring, then you're better off because you at least have one Shinoi. You don't have two Shinoi, man. You don't have a Shinoi from the beginning, but you at least have some Shinoi. So Mekel, Yaseh, Shinoi, big gibol. Okay, so at least you have a shinoi someplace in the process, and maybe that's good enough. Like, even if the Taz is right, and you doesn't count as a shinoi in the order of the ingredients, maybe shinoi later is good enough. It's not such a good svara, because you didn't do a shinoi when you started. who says it's good enough to be Shinoi? Like, everybody can't hurt. And therefore, Lemaisa, we are Mikil. Halach Lemaisa, we rely on this sometimes to make things on Shabbos. Sometimes people have to make things on Shabbos if they have to make a Brila Raka, like it comes up sometimes with baby foods, or what are other Brila Rakas that we make? We obviously don't make cake batter on Shabbos because you can't bake it, so that wouldn't help us. But sometimes we need to make certain Brila Rakas on Shabbos. So, if it's a Blila Raka, it's Mutter Bein the Rebbe, Bein the Rios Rehuda, just switch the order, do it the opposite order of Chol. Usually we know what the normal order in Chol is nowadays. How? There's something called YouTube, right? Just type in how to make whatever, and watch all the videos, and you'll see all the videos make it the same way. So then you know the regular order in Chol, and just do the opposite of Shabbos, you're okay. Don't watch the videos in Shabbos. Even if, let's say in YouTube it would be 50-50, nope, half of you make one order, half of you make the other order, still room to be made, go like this Mishnah Berurah, so just put the solid first and then the liquid, and make sure to do a shinui in the stirring, and there's room to be made. Okay, we'll summarize, we'll go further in the Shulchan Aruch and summarize a little more of the halachas and get into maybe a few details that we can cover. Amir Tzah Shem, next time.